Education is not the filling of a pail, but the lighting of a fire. William Butler Yeats.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Essential Oil Revolution. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright, and today is a timely episode dedicated to back to school. So this episode is just jam-packed, full of recipes, advice, essential oils, supplements, ways to help your kids transition, not just physically, but also emotionally back to school. And you'll be hearing from Becky Webb, who is sort of our queen bee over at Revolution Oils. She's been on the show multiple times and you'll hear from her. Thanks for tuning in and good luck everyone who's sending those kiddos back to school. You can do it. Hey, Becky, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks for having me.
You've got three kids going back to school this time, right?
Yes, I do. My oldest is in second grade and then I have a first grader and then one that has one more year of preschool.
Craziness. Yeah. Well, great. Well, I'm excited to dive right into how essential oils and maybe some other tips on how to make this year the best back to school yet. So as a mom of three, what do you think that your biggest challenge is for the back to school period?
Well, you know, the biggest thing I think people think about when they go back to school is how do I keep my kids healthy? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, people are always like, oh man, I mean, we're going back to school. And I saw a friend, you know, post on Facebook, well, actually a family member post on Facebook the other day and said, it was like the second day of school or something. And she was like, I already have one with a fever, you know? So it's like, you know, everybody's going, how can I keep my kids healthy and not have to worry about that stuff? You know, parents that work full time, of course, want to keep their kids in school so they don't have to take off work. And of course, all the challenge of catching up on their work and all that stuff. So healthy kids in school, nobody wants to do without that.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's where essential oils really shine. And that's where we put so much focus on this podcast about how do we keep ourselves well. So why don't you go ahead and talk about what are your favorite ways to use essential oils or maybe some other tips to help keep your little ones healthy going back to school?
Sure. I have to say that some of my favorite Young Living products for back to school have to be the Thieves line. And because, you know, the Thieves essential oil itself is known for keeping people healthy. And so the Thieves line is also, of course, similar. So you can use like the Thieves waterless hand purifier, which is awesome because it doesn't have, there are toxic components in regular hand sanitizer that you're going to buy at the store. So you can get the Thieves waterless hand purifier and it contains Thieves and a little bit of peppermint smell. And it smells great and doesn't have any toxic ingredients. So that's awesome. And I always give that to my kids, a little one. You can get the big bottle or you can get the little bottle. And I always give them some of the little bottles to stick in their backpack. I have them use it at their desk before lunch. I have them use it even after use in the bathroom and stuff like that. So they always stick one of those in their bag. And then we stick one of those, you know, like at their desk too. So I give them a couple of those to take to school. And then you can also use like the Thieves spray for anything like lockers or desktops, or if you want to use them in the restrooms or gym mats or in the cafeterias or even on the buses, you know, you could have them carry a little Thieves spray with them and just show them how to use it. And so it's great. And I think the kids, you know, they love kind of having their own little thing. And so I think when I give them a little one, they're like totally prone to use it. They love to use it. So those are two of the products that I just really love for back to school.
Awesome.
Another, and then, you know, just staying healthy too, your regular health regimen is really important. So a lot of times I'll give my kids like a roller bottle with Thieves even, or put it on their feet in the morning just to keep them healthy. And then we drink Ningxia Red every day. I know you guys drink Ningxia Red.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. There too. We couldn't survive without it.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. Like, I always say the last time I ran out of it, you know, it was like we ran out of it a week later. We were all sick. And I'm like, I'm never
again.
Stuff again. Yeah. And so I do, like, I keep it stocked. I save room in the budget for it. You can drink an ounce of it a day, or you can drink, you know, more of it a day, but like an ounce of it a day is a good habit to get into. And you can either buy it in the single serve packets, you can stick it in their lunchbox, or you can just buy it in the bottle, which is less expensive. And then we take it, you know, just out of shot glasses at home, and we'll take the Ninja Red. And so my kids are always asking for their Ninja juice. And they feel like ninjas drinking it.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. And then the new Mighty Bites, the kids' chewable vitamins, were just reformulated. And so I'm really excited about them because honestly, I didn't like to recommend them before because I didn't like the ingredients. But they've been reformulated now. And so they're really awesome ingredient, whole food ingredients now. And so the Mighty Bites are super cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. So those are some really great tips because y'all, we need to arm our kids to get back into those germ infested environments, give their immune system a big boost, help them out. And those are some really simple ways that you can do that. So other, I think, challenges that a lot of parents face during back to school is probably just the sudden onset of homework again, don't you think? And just, you know, what that does to kids emotionally, mentally. Is there anything out there that can help just with that transition and helping our kids focus better during homework and things like that?
Oh yeah, totally. So my favorite, and you can get this, you know, these oils in the premium starter kit, but some of my favorite oils to diffuse for just concentration and focus are just peppermint and lemon. And, you know, you can stick those in the diffuser while they're doing homework. If I do know some teachers that use diffusers. So, you know, you could always talk to your child's teacher if they're about using them too.
Yeah. You always know you hit a gold mine when you walk into the classroom and there's a diffuser on.
Yes. I know there's lots of awesome teachers that use diffusers and see so many awesome results in their classroom. So, you know, that's not totally far-fetched to have your diffuser in your kid's classroom. If your teacher doesn't know about it, you can always go ahead and chat with them about it. But yeah, using the lemon and peppermint at home is great. You could throw lemon and peppermint and rosemary in there. And that's a really great too for focus. Rosemary is awesome for that. There's a focus roller that we had in our back to school class. And the recipe for this was, you know, you could just put it in a roller bottle, like one of the cylinder roller bottles that you buy on Amazon.com. Or I also really like to use just empty Young Living bottles. And I like to buy the tops. You can buy the roller tops, the roller ball fitments is what they're called from Young Living. And then I'll use my old bottles and I'll put, you know, drops of what I need in the old bottles. And so it saves bottles. And I love the metal roller ball fitments better than the plastic ones.
I do too. They work way better.
Oh, they work tons better. And they're just smoother and work better. And you feel like you're getting more of the oil on the skin and it's great. So that's my favorite way to do it. But the recipe for the focus roller is 15 drops of cedarwood, 15 drops of lavender, 15 drops of vetiver, and then you can use a tablespoon of carrier oil. And that can be any liquid carrier oil. You can use a fractionated coconut oil. You can use avocado oil. You can use olive oil. Any kind of fatty oil that you have on hand, you can use. And so that's an awesome blend that you could try out. A great place to roll some of these oils is even on your big toe. And the big toe and like kind of the base of the big toe is a good place. Because if you look at the Vitaflex foot chart, you can see how all the organs connect to the different parts of the body. And your big toe is known to be your brain. So that's a really great place to put it.
That's interesting. I was just watching the other day the documentary Ancient Secrets of Essential Oils, and actually he's going to come onto the show and we'll probably hear from him next week. And one of the parts of the documentary was an interview with Dr. Stewart, of course, and he teaches chemistry classes, and he has a lot of people in his classes, adults, you know, that have these huge, huge learning blocks when it comes to learning a new subject like chemistry. You know, maybe they had a traumatizing experience in school, or they just feel like deep down, they're just bad at chemistry and can never learn it. So at the beginning of each class, he has everyone put a drop of cedarwood on their right thumb and then hold their thumb to the roof of their mouth. So it kind of goes directly up into the brain like that. And that technique has really helped his students get past those learning blocks. So if you have a kid that maybe had a bad experience with a teacher and they feel like, you know, I can't learn math or I'm a bad speller or something, try that out. Give them that cedarwood, put it on the roof of their mouth, you know, right before that class or right before school, and just see what happens.
Yeah, that's fascinating. That's really fascinating. I mean, it's interesting too, how sometimes we even just get in a rut, how we don't think we're good at something and how something like that may even have an emotional influence to kind of let that guard down. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, so cedarwood is awesome for focus. Peppermint. I really like the Clarity blend too, which is one of my new favorites. That's really great for focus. There's also other great oils for back to school are Brain Power or Focus Genius, Vetiver, and then Gathering is also a good one too.
Cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought of that one. That's a good one.
Yeah. I mean, that one's interesting, I think, because I think it's more emotionally based. There's a lot of anxiety when it comes to testing, when it comes to just social anxiety and stuff like that. And so the Gathering can just kind of help diffuse some of that.
Yeah, that's great. I have a question for you. I don't know how much you know about the MindWise supplement from Young Living. I've been taking it recently because I've had just major, major brain fog lately, and I've got so many plates spinning, and I just feel like my brain was just not functioning the way I needed it to. Mm-hmm. I've been taking it for about 2 weeks now, and I definitely feel a huge improvement, but it was kind of just a leap of faith for me. I have no idea what's in it. So I didn't know if you had any insights, because I think there's a like CoQ10 in it, but I don't know that much about it. Can you share any insights about that?
Sure. Yeah. The MindWise is an awesome supplement. I mean, you know, like your brain is mostly made up of fat. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times, like, I think like, for example, like pregnancy brain is really interesting because, you know, your body will take from the mom whatever that baby needs. So a lot of times as moms, like one, our digestive system, when we're pregnant, our digestive system isn't working always, you know, really hot because we're carrying a baby and we might be deficient in a lot of nutrients and stuff like that. And those nutrients are going to go to the baby first. And so you get a supplement like MindWise, which is helpful, like talking about pregnancy brain, which is my thought of like, that's a lot of the mom losing fat because that baby needs the fat. So some of us too, that have had kids, like need to make sure we're getting plenty of fat even post-pregnancy, because for our brains to stay active and developed and in a good place. And so even like young kids, I mean, a lot of us don't have really good, healthy fats in our diet. And because we're used to, I mean, a lot of us crave fried food, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, the reason we crave fried food a lot of times is because we need healthy fats, and our body given is craving the wrong kind of fats. But MindWise is going to be your good kind of fats that you really need for healthy brain function, for your children to have healthy brain function. So I like MindWise because it's a really unique supplement. It has pomegranate juice in it, acai juice in it. And then it has a blend of like a sakura nut oil, fractionated coconut oil. It also has peppermint leaf oil, fennel seed oil, anise seed oil, lemon peel oil, lime peel oil. And then there's this proprietary blend of like more superfood for your brain. So you're getting pomegranate extract, you're getting GPC, there's CoQ10, there's turmeric. There's some other amino acids in it. And then you've got some D3 in it. So this is a lot of components that are going to really help boost your brain power.
That's awesome. And it tastes good. I was really shocked.
Oh, yeah.
It tastes so good.
It tastes great. Yeah, I think it's like that pomegranate juice and that acai juice in it too. So it kind of has a little bit of a sweet taste to it.
Yeah.
So it's not like when you're taking fish oil or something and you're like, oh, fish oil, you know?
Right,
it doesn't
right.
taste like that.
Right. But does it have similar effects, you'd say, to the fish oil? Is it kind of that same kind of healthy fats?
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it has those like omega-3 healthy fats in it, those medium chain triglycerides in it. So those are going to all be really helpful for healthy brain function.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
I know you've shared it before, but I think a lot of parents can learn a lot from the story of your son, who I know one day was so fearful to go to school, and maybe expand that too with some great ideas for emotions and back to school for parents and kids.
Sure. So this was last year, my son, started going to school. He just started going to a new school. He was in first grade last year. And he'd gone to school a few days, and then one day his teacher had called during the first week of school and said, "Can you come pick up Caden? I think he's not feeling very well." And I thought, that's kind of odd. He seemed fine this morning. So I went and I picked him up and I brought him home and kind of just talked to him. And it turned out he just seemed to have like kind of social anxiety, or he was just, I don't know, it was either that or just, you know, being fearful of school starting and meeting new people. I mean, my son's real, he's real laid back. He's introvert. He's real chill. So I think all of that combined was just, you know, a little overstimulating for him. So I brought him home and kind of talked to him. And I mean, even at home, he was having a really hard time, didn't want to go back to school. So I said, okay. So we went upstairs and I kind of let him have some time to himself in his room. And then I went and I got some of the emotional oils. And what I picked up was Valor. You know, Valor is coming back in stock very soon in the fall. They should be doing all the harvesting for it now. But Valor is just a great emotional blend. It's a very stabilizing blend. It's a very calming blend. It's a very empowering blend, and it's really uplifting. And so we put Valor in a rollerball and I gave it to him and he used it. And I mean, he was literally doing great emotionally in like less than 10 minutes. I mean, he was like, okay, let's go back to school, mom. And I'm like, okay. And I had a housekeeper here at the time that was cleaning the house. And I was like, see, like, like, I like to show people, like, see what can happen. And she's like, whoa, like, she saw him come in and be so distraught. And then like, I was like, yeah, and I told her what I did. I just put a couple oils on him. And he's like, okay, mom, let's go back to school. And, that I think is just like an awesome testimony of how powerful that these oils are emotionally, just to keep those, that emotional stability. So I think other essential oils that you can use, for emotional health right now is even Valor 2. That can also be really calming and empowering and uplifting. You can use Stress Away, which is great. You can use, and it's just super relaxing and comforting. Harmony is a great oil. It's uplifting, it's balancing, and stress reducing. And then even Peace and Calming 2, which Peace and Calming 2 is actually very similar to the Peace and Calming 1 in some sense, I think.
And I love it. I think it smells wonderful.
Oh yeah, I think it smells awesome. So that's another one too that's just really great for just helping kids emotionally. And then you can also just put together, you know, a rollerball. And the thing is I like to encourage people to just, you can always experiment with your oils. I mean, I may be giving some examples here, but sometimes if your kids are going through your oils and they really like certain oils, like experiment with those, put them in a rollerball, let your kid take a rollerball to school. The more empowering you can be and the more you can play with your oils, the more you'll learn what's good for you and your family too. So here's another recipe though. This is for the Happy Student Rollerball. You can get a 2-ounce rollerball. And then you can get 10 drops of Idaho balsam fir, 10 drops of bergamot, 20 drops of lemon, and then 20 drops of joy. And then you can fill a roller bottle with that, and you can, you know, make a roller bottle with that. Kids also respond super well to citrus oils. So I like to mix and match citrus oils a lot of times for the kids just because they respond so super well to them. Even my son will respond very, very well to orange. That's one of his favorites. And so I think using a combination of those can just really help with emotional support for kids at school.
So thank you so much, Becky, for all of these awesome tips. I think before you go, since we've already asked you our typical closing questions, I was wondering if you could share maybe what like your kid's bedtime routine was instead of your daily health habits like we usually do. Because I think going to bed, you know, really back to school kind of starts the night before, right?
Yeah,
it's so important
definitely.
To get that going. So what do you do to help your kids with the nighttime routines of going back to school?
Sure. Well, a lot of times, you know, at night when we like to take baths, I like to give my kids Epsom salt baths because Epsom salt themselves, they're just really calming and soothing. They can help give you just a restful night's sleep themselves. So we usually do Epsom salt baths and then we'll add an oil or two. My youngest, Piper, usually picks a purple or pink oil. But we'll a lot of times do lavender. We also like to do geranium in the bath. Let me think what else. Those are two of our favorites that we use quite often. I mean, and you can use anything that's calming, of course, in the bathtub. Any of those calming oils that we talked about, you could use Valor too. You could use Peace and Calming too. Those are usually what we end up with. I'll try to give them like a kind of sometimes like a 30-minute bath, let them play for a while before they get out. And then we'll get dressed and we'll use our thieves toothpaste. My kids love the thieves, or not the thieves toothpaste, the kids sense toothpaste. The kids sense toothpaste kind of has like a grapefruit citrus taste to it. So the kids will use the kids sense toothpaste. I keep wanting to say thieves. I use the thieves toothpaste.
I do too. You know, actually, August, my son loved the thieves toothpaste until he tried the kids toothpaste, and then he didn't want the thieves one anymore. I was like, darn, I should have kept the thieves one in it. Just because the kids one is kind of sweet, you know. I mean, it's got a really great sweetener in it. It's not like the bad for you kind of sweetener, but still, I was like, oh man, should have kept with the thieves toothpaste. He was loving it.
Yeah, I mean, my kids will use thieves if that's all we have, but they like the kids sense toothpaste. We also use the kids' sense shampoo and bath wash too in the bath. So we'll do that at bedtime and we'll read. And then I put oils in their diffuser. And I like to use, you know, just they have a pretty big room. So I'll use about 6 drops in their diffuser of oil. And last night, what I used was frankincense and orange at bedtime. Yeah, which I think is so amazing and so soothing. The night before that, I used the Northern Lights Black Spruce, which is another one of my favorite calming oils. So I kind of switch it up. I don't keep the same one in the diffuser all the time. It's kind of what I'm feeling and how they're doing and that kind of stuff. So I'll do that. And then before we get into bed, though, I've been doing the feelings kit, which hopefully will come back in stock soon too, once the Valor does. But I've been doing the feelings kit with my middle child. And I like to use a lot of the emotional oils with her, at least at night, because she's kind of an emotional kid anyway. And so there's, you know, 6 different oils in that feelings kit. You use Valor, I don't know if I'll remember all of them, but Valor, Harmony, Inner Child, Release is in there. And there's 2 more. And you can find protocols online that can help with where to put them. But we kind of go through a bunch of the different emotional oils and just apply them before bed. Super helpful for my middle child. And then, you know, my youngest will pick a couple of oils too, and we'll do her feet and her back. And last night, I think she picked Valor, and we'll also sometimes do Cedarwood because that's just great for calming in nighttime too. And we'll pick a couple oils, or sometimes I have them in a roller ball and they'll put them on their wrists or on their feet. And then they all go to sleep pretty easily. So it's kind of nice.
Awesome. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for sharing. And especially thank you for those that have left us kind reviews on iTunes. Even just a 5-star rating takes about 2 seconds to do, and it really warms our hearts over here. So thanks for tuning in, everyone, to the Essential Oil Revolution. Good luck if you are sending a kiddo back to school. Hang in there. It's an awesome, exciting, and also challenging time. Hope you've got a lot out of this episode. Thanks for tuning in. Keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.